You're listening to SBS News.
Counselling, medical treatment and empowering women. These are just some of the actions of Australians being recognised in a very special way. Today, the Queen's Birthday Honours List has been released, recognising outstanding community members nominated by the Australian public. Lucy Marin, a proud Chilean Australian, is one of them.
I actually couldn't believe it, that it actually happened, and much appreciated of the people that took the initiative of doing this, because I didn't know it was going to happen, but I feel extremely well about it. But not much for myself, but for my community as well, for my clients and my community. I think it's a fantastic thing to be part of.
Miss Marin experienced trauma after escaping General Pinochet's dictatorship and countless human rights abuses, which led to her family members being prosecuted and incarcerated. The 68-year-old has dedicated her life to helping and understanding others and counselling newly arrived refugees with similar emotional bruises, something she has done for the past 31 years. Counselling and listening to people's stories has been difficult for her at times, but Miss Marin says as a migrant, she feels that it is important to help others who may be struggling, just like she did.
I think it has also much to do with how much you can give and provide and support your communities when you have the commitment of knowing as well what, how and how much difficult it is to arrive in another country with the lack of everything, with the lack of knowledge about the new culture, with the lack of support, with you, most of your feelings break down in a way because it's a losses there that you carry on, it's trauma, it's grief, it's isolation, and it's language barrier, it's everything.
Working as a counsellor and project officer at the New South Wales Service for the Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors isn't all she's being recognised for. Her bilingual help for newly arrived refugees has also been acknowledged.
Conceptualising more in feelings, I think, is extremely important to express what you feel in your primary language or your mother language, until you probably feel comfortable that English can be as much as the same as the other language. But at the beginning, I think it's extremely important.
With no retirement plans in mind, Miss Marin told SBS that she has a message for women of all ages.
I like to encourage more women that it doesn't matter the age, to focus in their life and contribute to themselves, their families, their community, their friends, and to be able to get there where they really want to get. It is possible.
Another recipient of the Order of Australia Award and strong advocate for women is Sarah Sabah. Her parents migrated from Syria when she was 6 years old, just one of the reasons why she's so passionate about helping people in the Muslim community.
My passion comes from the fact that Muslim women have been marginalised, and when we see Islamophobia, it's women at the forefront of receiving Islamophobia. And so women's voices are generally not heard. So I've been very passionate in ensuring that our voices are heard, that we create spaces where they are welcome.
Since 9/11, Ms. Sabah committed to breaking down the barriers of misconceptions of Islam, founding her own all-women-led organisation.
So Benevolence was created as a safe space for Muslims that are born in Australia, that identify as Australian Muslims, and want to create their faith journey both as Australians and Muslims, navigating the two paradigms.
Benevolence offers community and educational programs with the aim of fostering social harmony for Muslims and the wider community. Ms. Sabah says although it sounds basic, there's a notable change in people after the act of meeting a Muslim for the first time.
It's the human contact and the human relations that's what changes people. When we go out to schools and we run a schools program, or when we're speaking at adult centres, whether it be government or police or any corporate space, we can see how people's faces change as we're running the workshop. Where they may have had biases or prejudices.
Ms. Sabah says there has been a positive shift towards equality between men and women. This year, 41% of recipients in the General Division to receive the Medal of the Order Award are women, a 1% increase on last year's list.
But with regards to Muslim women, the shift that I have seen is that they are taking on their own leadership, where once upon a time they were being apologetic for who they were. We had to explain why we wore a headscarf. We had to explain the lifestyle that we've chosen. We had to explain our culture and our way and our spirituality. There's an inner confidence that holds women quite strongly now, Muslim women quite strongly now, that there's no need to explain.
Another recipient of the award is Dr. Tava Silan, who says he feels very humbled by the recognition. Dr. Silan is being acknowledged for his commitment to his patients of all backgrounds, his volunteer work in Sri Lanka, and his contribution to the Western Sydney University.
I'm very humbled to receive this award, actually. I think when I heard this news, I thought, actually, it was a surprise to me, actually. It belongs to all of these, the wonderful doctors, the nurses, and, admin staff. Actually, we are a very, passionate team, actually, dedicated team working together, actually.
Dr. Silan came to Australia in 1988, escaping the civil war in Sri Lanka, which displaced many. Experiencing the horrors of war has made Dr. Silan more conscious of what some of his patients from refugee backgrounds might be experiencing.
I can, relate to their, experiences and their medical, presentation. Actually, for example, if they come with, a physical condition, and I know for sure, they are not actually having any physical condition. These are all psychosomatic symptoms, from beyond the PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome or depression.
Treating patients from multicultural backgrounds means a great deal to him.
It's a comprehensive, involvement in their journey, which actually gives me a passion, because it's not just treating the disease, we treat more than a disease, just look at what are the issues affecting their lives and their well-being, their health.
Congratulations to these recipients. Anyone could nominate any Australian for an award in the Order of Australia. If you know someone worthy, nominate them now at www.gg.gov.au. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.